Time and How It Works, Part 2. Consciousness and Timelines, First Part. Hello, thank you for joining me here again. I hope you are all doing well. I am Marie Swaru. In this video, I am going to discuss only the first part of timelines as it is a very complicated and long subject. But this can also be considered the second part of the subject of time and how it works. Since I started my channel, I've been giving my subjects with a certain gradient, from simpler to more complicated. At first I was even giving known concepts most of you already knew from my predecessors, but I had to express my personal point of view about them. Studying all the previous concepts I've been giving since I started this YouTube channel would be very helpful to understand these more complicated or complex subjects I am publishing lately, but watching the past few ones may be enough. I am publishing my last few subjects in a sequence, where watching my videos, What is Time? What is Mind? What is a Soul? Advanced Souls and Their Hive Mind would be the basic ones necessary to understand this one and some of the ones that will follow. In my last video, I explained why everything is manifested from the mind and as an act, or subproduct of consciousness and the ideas they form, so time and timelines are no different. As a comparative base for what I am going to say next, on Earth time is seen in a completely linear way, as a sequence of events moving in one direction, from past to present to future, in an inflexible and immutable way where each unit of measurement of time, seconds, minutes, hours, and so on, can serve the same duration value in whatever point in the line, or sequence of time they may be. And for science on Earth, those measurement units are so fixed and inflexible that they are even considered constants for their mathematical equations, even though scientists have also come up with several equations that prove that time changes its values when observed in the proximity of an object with great mass, or when one of the measurement points is at speed. This last one has been proven on Earth empirically, placing super high-precision atomic clocks on human-made spacecraft and contrasting their readings with clones of the same clock placed back on Earth in mission control. There is no logical reason why human scientists may still insist on using time as a constant for their equations that are intended to try to explain how the universe works, other than maintaining the lies that are used to feed their control matrix on Earth, because they themselves have proven time cannot be a constant, it can only be a variable, so they are contradicting themselves. For example, they insist on calculating dates back in time as in how old the universe is since the Big Bang, which even they know was not a real event, as it is only secret society symbolism. Other scientists also insist on placing dates on events on Earth that happened in the far past, such as the Mesozoic era, from 248 million years ago to 65 million, and the Cenozoic era, from 65 million years ago to now, as an example, when it is impossible to define any date, time frame, or duration of a day back then. Time strictly depends on the observer and its state of consciousness as it is a direct subproduct of it, therefore there is no way to calculate what observer is the one they are basing themselves for those calculations and its state of mind. The only assumption is that the base observer for those time frame calculations would be the collective unconscious that existed back then. But this is only an assumption, as I seriously doubt those scientists even consider the mere existence of such a thing as a collective unconscious. With all this as a base for what comes next, using geometrical shapes to define, or to attempt to give time a form, human perception and its science define time as a line moving in one direction, as I said above. But for advanced civilizations that have achieved interstellar capability, Time would be represented as a sphere that is ever expanding in every direction. It could also be represented as innumerable lines, such as the one human see, expanding and moving in every direction, forming some kind of sphere with moving spikes, growing all the time. For human science, time is considered to be the fourth dimension, as the list goes, length, breadth, height, and time. But observing time from the point of view of human science, it is a one-dimensional thing, when from the understanding of the science of advanced interstellar civilizations it would be a tridimensional object. From the point of view and understanding of human science, the material world, or the world of the living, has three dimensions in space and one of time, with a total of four, while from the point of view and understanding of non-human advanced science, there are three dimensions in space and three dimensions of time, with a total of six. There is an interesting clue here. Note that four is not even a prime number, and it is outside the primordial 3, 6, 9, 12 sequence, which represents the etheric side in all non-human equations that try to explain reality, including those that are the base for free zero-point energy. The four-dimensional space-time humans observe is incomplete because it is missing out on the etheric component of reality, as human science always does. As a side note, the sequence 3, 6, and 9 observed on Earth is also incomplete because it is seen from a base 10 mathematical model, considered erroneous by interstellar civilizations that use a base 12 model, which logically includes the number 12. Therefore, all attempts to achieve working equations for zero-point energy are fruitless because there is a heavy imbalance of energy between the etheric side and the material side. Therefore, the flow of energy is flawed and tends not to move, or depolarize from the etheric side into the material world, rendering it useless. For there to be a perception of time moving progressively, it must be contrasted against something, much as how speed can only be appreciated while contrasting it against a static object. On Earth, the basis for human perception of time is the planet's cycles of day and night, from where the concepts of hours, minutes, and seconds derive, and those with the use of clocks and watches are used as a coordination mechanism for the Earth's matrix itself, much as how a metronome coordinates musicians. On Earth, time is used as one of the primordial control mechanisms of the matrix, as it coordinates the perception of everyone inside its collective unconscious to force them to perceive time in a more or less equal manner, thus creating the illusion of time moving in one direction only. With this, humans' collective manifestation powers are perfectly organized and therefore efficient. In a state where there is nothing to contrast against, such as deep space, or while the mind that produces time as a subproduct of its thinking process is in a state where it is not being influenced by any collective unconscious, the only thing it has to contrast against is its own perception of the duration of the flow of its own thoughts. Timelines are defined as the sequence of events that precede one another, where the future ones are the consequence of the present and the past ones and their situations. This makes the events in a timeline that have not yet come to pass more or less predictable, as there can only be a limited range of possibilities based on the former situations. The concept of timelines on Earth is that of something outside the individual which experiences them in a deterministic way, when in fact it is the individual who is manifesting the timeline with its perception. There are an infinite number of possibilities, therefore, of timelines, and the only thing that is keeping an individual or a group of individuals from switching their timeline to a more convenient or desirable one is their own limitations that they perceive themselves to have. Their mind is what is limiting the range of possible outcomes, and nothing else. Timelines as such are a concept in the mind of sentient creatures who can hypothesize on a sequence of probable outcomes based on present and past events and situations. Timelines are not something that is existing outside of the individuals who are experiencing them. Everything that exists, including those situations, being mental or physical, including events as well, are energy patterns in a field of potential energy, as I have explained in previous videos. All that an individual or a group of individuals need to do to switch to a timeline that has a sequence of events that are more desired by those experiencing it, is a change in attitude and in thought perception that is a creative energy frequency, and as they do so, they will become a frequency match to those desired events, as their vibration coincides. In the same way, it can be done mentally with a change in attitude and vibration, and taking into account that everything is energy that is represented numerically, as patterns in a field that is the ethers, and as explained before, a starship can emulate that desired vibration with its engines, and if the calculations are correct, it can then make its occupants a match for that desired future situation or outcome. This will be explained in detail in another future video. This will be all for today. Thank you so much for watching my video, I appreciate it a lot. Take care and see you next time. With much love, Marie Soirou.